mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're starting up the third hour here on this Thursday, January 6, 2005 edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Paul Watson, webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv with this great analysis, riding shotgun with me today. And your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes, 1-800-259-9231. We covered a lot in the last 30 minutes, Paul, but what's some of the other news that you think is important that we should talk about in this hour?
Well, it's been top of the news for 2 weeks, so I have got some comments on the tsunami, basically about, you know, what happened, why it happened, and the kind of double standard shown by the media in showing all the dead bodies as compared to not showing the dead bodies of the troops or the civilians killed in Iraq. So there's some points we can make about that. And more liberation in Iraq, things like stripping down eight-year-old girls in broad daylight, and other acts of torture and things like that going on in Iraq.
And now Alberto Gonzalez is back in the news.
Yeah, I believe there's a story that's just come out where he has repudiated torture tactics. It's just breaking on AP.
When he wrote the memos saying the torture's good.
Yeah.
It's like Arlen Specter going, well, I'm not going to say how I'll vote on abortion. You know, good, then we love you.
But he's apparently vowed at a contentious confirmation hearing to abide by international treaties on prisoner rights. Quote, I will no longer represent only the White House. I will represent the United States of America and its people. I understand the difference between the two roles. So now he's backpedaling when he wrote the basic manual for this policy to be introduced into places like Abu Ghraib.
I'm surprised he doesn't just deny that the memos exist.
Well, no, they've used that tactic in the past where they just keep everything watertight and deny even making mistakes and things like that, although we know it's certainly not a mistake. It was the whole torture thing was a program first instituted at Guantanamo Bay under the name Copper Green.
They also just claimed that they captured the Iraqi al-Qaeda leader again. How many times is that, Paul?
They've captured him twice, I believe, and killed him twice. So that makes four times that he's apparently been taken out of the
game.
But
they never retract that they didn't kill him. It's a new type of government activity. It's getting very 1984-ish.
It is, because the Pentagon immediately came out and distanced themselves from the reports that al-Zarqawi had been captured. But again, the story persists, and there's no official retraction. There's just some basic rhetoric backing away from it. So it's interesting. It's also interesting that al-Zarqawi being behind these so-called beheadings, the guy who supposedly was kidnapped, but then it came out he faked the kidnapping, he's back in the news. And you've had other cases, concrete examples of faked beheadings where they've admitted that they were fakes, like the man in San Francisco who set up a basic video beheading of himself, and the newswires reported it as real immediately. So we've had admitted fake beheadings supposedly carried out by this.
And then another case is the FBI in Iraq, admittedly, and yes, they're in Iraq, folks, hands people over to al-Qaeda, and then they cut their heads off.
Yeah, and that happened in the case of Margaret Hassan, I believe, the international care worker who was kidnapped by Iraqi police and what were described as white men in smart suits. And then she was killed a couple of weeks later on down the line. So
yeah, she had her head blown off. Nick Berg, though, was in FBI custody and then released directly to al-Qaeda, who cut his head off.
In the same orange jumpsuits and decor as we saw in Abu Ghraib, where he was working.
Same chairs, same paint, everything. And I guess they want people who are in the know to understand that. I guess it's a message. All right, we'll come back, take calls, get into a ton of news You do not want to miss the next 55 minutes.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration is the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit cmineral.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, got about 52 minutes left in this worldwide broadcast, this Thursday edition, here in good old 2005. We're about to go to Ron and DJ and Kevin and David and others. But Paul Watson, you haven't been on in a few weeks since the terrible tsunamis, the sea level being overtaken by over 30 feet of water. But give me just your perspective, your take on all the different facets of this, the charities running scams, the double standards in reporting, what you think, I haven't even asked you this yet, what you think about all these warnings that weren't given to these countries. Just basically a thumbnail sketch, kind of a report to myself and the listeners of what you think.
Well, first, there have been several articles carried in Indian and Arab newspapers asking the question, was this man-made? As of yet, I've seen no concrete evidence to suggest that it was, no smoking gun, as it were. We do know that governments have at least some limited capability to trigger natural disasters. I mean,
and that Secretary of Defense Cohen said that. We have the transcript.
Yeah, and even legislation that makes clear reference to it. I forget the exact bill, but it was the same one that talked about chemtrails. It also talked about...
So it was the 107th Congress, first session, H.R. 2977.
Yeah, and it talked about...
tectonic energy weapons, earthquake-causing and volcanic eruption-causing weapons.
Yeah, so we know they have them, if only to some limited extent. But, you know, because I own a gun and someone in my city is shot dead, it doesn't automatically mean that I'm the murderer. Which is why, if evidence does emerge that this was either caused by those kind of weapons or by HAARP or by nuclear testing, then it's already been debunked, because these claims with little evidence have already been debunked in the media, saying, you know, oh, those Arabs blaming the US for everything again. So, I mean, that hasn't helped them if evidence does come out later on. We do know this, that several governments in the affected area and the US Diego Garcia Navy base in the Indian Ocean knew immediately that the earthquake had hit, and either didn't pass on the tsunami warning, or the people at the other end of the line didn't receive it.
And it's been reported that they doubled their moorings, shored up the ships, repositioned them. They had quite a bit of time to do that, but the warning didn't get passed on.
Well, yeah, and Diego Garcia was right on the verge of this, and it was totally unaffected. And it's being admitted that, out of concern for the tourist industry, these warnings were not passed on. So it's a combination of...
And again, that was the Indonesians and the Sri Lankans and the others. Oh, what's the other name of one of those countries? It's driving me crazy. I mean, this even hit some African nations. How many countries total did this affect, Paul?
I don't know. I believe it was six or seven. If you include all the islands, then it probably goes into, you know, over a dozen. But as a combination of greed and incompetence, if you want to call it that, you know, thousands of these lives could have been saved. Another angle on it is the outpouring of donations from both governments and private citizens. And, you know, by all means, it's great to see, and it should be encouraged. The problem is, as again we highlighted on the website with a flashback article, is that the Red Cross and other big charities, I believe United Way was another one, have been caught in the past, as happened after 9/11, keeping the donation money. In the case of 9/11, half of the money was kept to, quote, fight the war on terror after 9/11, which is a euphemism for it going straight into the military-industrial complex and the war machine. It didn't go to 9/11 victims' families who are having to sue the government in many cases to get one red cent. It went to killing Arabs in Afghanistan and later Iraq. And that's another point to highlight. The media, both print, TV and internet, is replete with images of washed up bodies and dead babies. And there was this hunt to find the tsunami videos in the days after for people who captured this with footage. So you either show all of it or you show none of it. There's a double standard. How many photos do we see of dead Iraqis, dead Afghans, dead British troops, dead US troops? You won't find them on the mainstream media. You'll find them in, you know, on obscure Arab websites. So why does the media treat it differently? In the case of the tsunami, they want to traumatize us. They want horror, even if it's just for ratings. So why not show the dead troops, the amputees, the DU victims? Go back to Vietnam and look how public opinion turned against the war over there. It was after the famous photographs of executions and kids being burned by napalm.
Yeah, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, and after those were exposed on a widespread basis to Americans, they saw the true horror of it. And the exact same thing would be happening in Iraq if there wasn't a lockdown on censorship, and censorship willingly in most cases of the media.
Let me go back and add something about the charities and the scams. The day after 9/11, 2 days after, I started saying, don't give your money to the Red Cross. And some people got mad at me for that. Well, you want to do a double flashback, not just to them stealing the money for the 9/11 victims and keeping over half of it, but why not, Paul, why not get the, where they lost the suit in Oklahoma City, where they went and told the federal post offices, give us everybody's mail, we'll give it to them, because people would see a widow on TV or a widower on TV and send them like a $5,000, $10,000 check, $100 checks, and the Red Cross actually falsified signatures and stole the money. I mean, folks, that's how bad they are. And that doesn't mean if you volunteered for the Red Cross that you're bad. We're talking about the higher-ups, folks. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, there are now cases of people who set up bank accounts supposedly based out of Cyprus, which are supposed collection points for these donations, and then the money is just kept. It's a scam. It's a false account. So that's exactly the same thing that the Red Cross were doing back after 9/11. So people, I think people need to look at the smaller charities, the more reputable charities that are directly involved in the country itself.
The ones you'll never hear about on the news.
Yeah, and not the major international ones that have been caught stealing the money in the past. Another thing on the tsunami, kind of in a different context, and I think you've had Jim Birkeland on before to talk about it, is the concrete evidence that animals, and you don't have to believe in some kind of sixth sense here, it's basic changes in the magnetosphere of the Earth, know right before a natural disaster is going to happen. They found no dead animals, apart from the ones that were already being transported, such as cattle, in the affected areas. Before things like I believe it was the earthquake before the big Super Bowl game in America back in the 80s, they found that the missing animal reports in newspapers skyrocketed in the days before the event happened. So again, that's another interesting perspective on it, and one which is often ignored and could in fact save lives. In fact, there were stories about how people had noticed this around the beaches in Sri Lanka, that animals were deserting the area. And in fact, there were groups that set up newsletters and so forth and went on radio shows to say that something big was happening because all the animals were deserting. And that did save a small number of lives from some of the reports I've read. So it's definitely an interesting perspective on it.
It is. Let's go to some calls, and we'll get into some other news. It's very important coming up here in a few minutes. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. I've developed a new profile on how to detect terrorists. If you're breathing, you're a terrorist, because Al-Qaeda members, they breathe too, so that means if you're breathing, you must be a terrorist also. See the logic?
Well, you're against thinking somebody's a terrorist for having a road almanac in their car, or a pocket laser, or a wristwatch. I mean, that's terrorism, sir.
Absolutely, and if you just don't submit complete acquiescence, and if you have any sense of self-dignity, you know, that must make you a terrorist as well, because you don't want a magnetometer jammed between your legs when you go on an airport just to get on an airplane, so that must make you a terrorist, right? But this is what you have going on. As to some of the things they're doing now, the idea of what we're going to have is a national ID card. This is going to be implemented in about 18 months, and he did it surreptitiously through the driver's licenses.
Well, federal standardization, yeah.
That's right, federal standardization. The model for it is the driver's license in the state of California. Now, if people think that a driver's license is not being used as a de facto ID card, get a load of this. If you go in a store, let's say to purchase a firearm, and you use your driver's license,
they swipe it.
They swipe it, and they use the biometric data from your thumbprint on the back of the driver's license. So they've consolidated all the databases and all your personal, even biometric information.
Sir. When 45, 50-year-old, 75-year-old people, I've seen it, are buying cigarettes or beer, they swipe their cards now at most of these mini-marts, you know, Diamond Shamrock and others, and I've got a friend who works at one, and he showed me it goes right into the database at the state, and they check for warrants or if it's a valid ID instantly.
That's
and he
correct.
Said they've been told soon they're going to do this for all purchases.
Right. They used a few states as the models in the beginning, and in 18 months, every state will be federalized or nationalized, and they'll all be doing this. So, yeah, you do have a national ID card, and you do have an internal
passport. Well, they put this in Texas in 93. I was arrested protesting it in 1997.
That's right. They've used states like Texas and California as the initial pilot program for this. Another thing that's happening, too, is this... I call it the harmonizing of laws, to where instead of divisions, like where you have local laws, state laws, federal laws, and the divisions between those three, the harmonizing laws. Here in the city of New York, where I'm calling you from yesterday, they did something which really is unconstitutional and outrageous, but they did it anyway. They passed a law, local law, in our city council. I'd appreciate it if you hold me over.
Just finish up. Go ahead.
Sure. They passed a law in our city council in which they want to apply a local ordinance to the rest of the state and the rest of the country.
Yeah, that's a Second Amendment law.
Yeah.
Stay there. I have that in the stack. That was actually up next. We'll be right back.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What the federal government does is follow the international treaties that the banks that own the U.S. and own Europe ordered them to pass. Then they go down to the county and city level and go, oh, we're going to create a regional government if you sign these contracts, if you want these federal funds. Then say 5 counties, 10 counties, and big states like Texas, they might have a block of 25 counties. They create an unelected board, and then it has power over your counties and cities. Then they get rid of the sheriff, and that's not an elected position. And it's all about centralization. But, yeah, New York City has some new big gun ban law, and I've got it here in front of me. But just real quick, Ron, you can tell us about it, then I got to go to DJ and Kevin and David and others, but go ahead. Yeah, Ron, well, you wanted to finish up?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Okay. What we have is that they passed an ordinance that states if a gun is sold lawfully in another jurisdiction, let's say outside the city of New York in another part of our state, or for that matter, outside the state entirely in another part of the country, and I'm talking about a lawful transaction, and the purchaser of the firearm comes into New York City and misuses it in some way, the person that lawfully sold them the firearm outside of the New York City jurisdiction will be subject to severe civil liabilities. Now, that's a really, really a great twist on our system of laws. How could you apply a local ordinance, because that's all it is, a local ordinance, to the rest of the state or the rest of the country?
Well, Bloomberg's a Republican, just like Pataki, just like Bush. They're a bunch of gun-grabbing creatures, and the NRA won't tell you about it. But, yeah, it's going to make liability. It's your fault, I guess, if you go into a store, or you own a store, and you sell butcher knives, and someone goes and buys one and goes and kills somebody. It's all our fault. We're evil. Thanks for the call. Paul Watson, any comments to that?
Yeah, well, it's like we've had cases here in England where an old woman who's a landlady lets out a room to an individual which the British government later arrests on suspected grounds of terrorism. She's also arrested for aiding and abetting a terrorist. So
well, that's the
that
same thing here. They're saying retroactively, if you dealt with someone who was under suspicion of terrorism, under suspicion, then you are a terrorist too.
Yeah, no, I mean, with the gun control, we've also got that bill in San Francisco, which is taking place in November, which seeks to ban all handguns. And again, it goes back to the old pop quiz, you know, which U.S. city has the strictest gun control laws? Washington, D.C. Which U.S. city has the highest crime rate? Washington, D.C.
What city has the second most restrictive gun law? Chicago. What city has the second highest crime rate? Chicago.
Yeah, then, I mean, you'll get gun control advocates putting the cart before the horse saying, well, you want to go into all these decayed, crime-ridden neighborhoods and give them more guns. Well, I mean, what caused the decay in the first place? It was intimidated people who were bullied because they were unarmed in the first place. So, I mean, they try and put the cart before the horse. But the facts remain that more guns equals less crime.
Well, and now in England, and now this has started here in the U.S., I warned people a few years ago, but you've been robbed three times, you have an old shotgun, you shoot the person as they're assaulting you, and you go to jail.
Yeah, and then the burglar files lawsuits against you. The one that survived in the Tony Martin case tried to sue for damages from the guy who shot him when he was invading his property. And the government supports that. It's completely back to front, and it's meant to be that way.
It's just hard to believe how crazy stuff's gotten. Who's up next? DJ in Illinois, go ahead. You're on the air, DJ.
Hey, you were just mentioning the Chicago crime rate. There was a radio station DJ out of that great, wonderful city who was doing a radio boo-hoo over this woman who was raped on their, what do they call that, their mass transit trains. And, you know, oh, what could prevent this? And, oh, what do you do? And, you know, do you go up in the front car with the conductor or the driver, whatever. But, duh, I mean, if people had the right to defend themselves, you wouldn't have that problem. You just wouldn't have it.
Well, back when everybody had guns in this country, a rape or a murder was big national news.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a facetious comment to make. You know, you might want to say that ahead of time in case somebody's paid to listen and can't figure it out. You know, you could cure this laser light problem in the cockpit by telling the pilots to stop flying upside down.
Or
actually, the companies could make the bottoms and the sides of the plane off something that's not clear. You know, that might help.
Well, that's right, because somebody down below can shoot a toy laser up magically to a satellite, then it bounces from the satellite back down to the top of the airplane.
Hey, I got a couple questions for you, too.
All right, we'll let you hold over. We got to go quick to these calls. More calls coming up. Bunch of other news items we haven't even covered yet. The latest developments in Iraq, the latest police state legislation here, what Alberto pushes above the law Gonzalez has to say. We'll be right back, PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, DJ, finish up what you were just saying.
Couple questions. Number one, does anybody have that 800 number for the congressional switchboard? And then where can I find those Gonzales memos?
Well, I don't have the 1-800 number in front of me to Congress, sure. And Congress does something weird. They have like 4 or 5 different numbers, the toll-free ones, and the numbers are always good, but only some of the time are they connected. It's like they switch them around and move them around, I guess,
to stop
automated computer lobbying from time to time, so I don't have that. The Gonzales memos, we put those out, I don't know, probably almost 8-9 months ago, and excerpts of them have been in major news articles. Paul, I know we've posted those, but ma'am, do you have a computer?
Yes.
Well, Paul, give her some tips on keyword searching for those.
Well, yeah, just type in Gonzales torture memos in Google. MSNBC pops up, and then some of the other websites, I believe, like Truth Out and The Memory Hole, have the PDF files of those memos, so they'll be up there.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody know if any of these public figures that went over to this disaster area of the tsunami, if they were packed and ready to go?
I don't think that's the case. I mean, Tony Blair had
to end it. You wonder.
Tony Blair had to end his vacation to fly back and go there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. Talking about Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez, before we go back to your calls, I don't know whether they're calling him I Love Torture Gonzalez or Bush is Above the Law Gonzalez, because he had memos on all of that, chief lawyer there at the White House. Paul, I listen to some talk radio, and I've heard Limbaugh last few weeks going, how dare these evil liberals go after our little sweetie Gonzalez? He's so good. He's so conservative. Well, really, again, Limbaugh's deceiving, making it look like it's a left-right argument or debate. It's mainly real conservative groups, but they can't get the time of day, that have been criticizing Gonzalez. He's pro-abortion, doesn't want families, children to have to notify them that they're getting an abortion. You know my line on this. You've got to give your parents notification if you're going to go to the zoo. You got to get a permission slip from public school. But if you're going to have an abortion, you don't. He's for that. He's for open borders. He's a part of MECHA. He is for torture. He's for gun control. I mean, this guy, and I mean this when I say it, folks, he's actually more, to use your false term, folks, some of you out there, liberal than Bill Clinton. But Limbaugh says we must stop the liberals. We must pass the national ID card. We must stop the liberals. We must pass Patriot Act 2. We must stop the liberals. We must get Gonzalez in there. We must stop the liberals. We've got to get Senator Specter in there. Well, the liberals are all voting for this more than Republicans are. But the fools that listen to Limbaugh don't know that, Paul.
Well, yeah, it's like Schwarzenegger coming out and saying that the GOP should move more to the left. I mean, how could it possibly move more to the left without falling off the edge of the cliff? I mean, Bush said when he won re-election he had political capital that he intended to spend. The first three things he did were nominate pro-abortion judges, restart this blanket amnesty immigration program, and as he said, nominate Attorney General, the torture master Gonzalez. So that's his political capital, and that is completely left-wing in that controlled paradigm. It can't be anymore.
And he's pressuring Congress to repass the assault weapons ban.
Yeah, going back to the torture memos thing, there have been numerous articles on it, including, obviously, the big Washington Post one. But as we know, the a few days ago, the article came out where the White House refused to release the Gonzalez torture memos. So whether they're up there yet, I believe portions of them have been released, but I don't think
the portions from some of the hearings, because there were lawsuits involved over this.
But they refused to release the full memos, and again, as you said, it's smeared as a left-right thing because all these Democrats are supposedly angry about Gonzalez being nominated.
By the way, there's no debate over whether he said this. That's public. He admits it.
He admits it now, and today he's trying to backtrack from it. So it is admitted.
I wish I'd had a tape rolling on C-SPAN for that. Just incredible. Let's talk to Kevin in New York. Kevin, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
You know how you talk about federalizing the police?
Yes.
Up here, when my part of the state, when the border, they do checkpoints. It's a lot of times it's the state police and border patrol working together. That sort of thing. And over on another interstate there, back in September, they had a car accident there where about seven people were injured and killed. Three are injured, and four were killed out of the ordeal up here, and that sort of thing.
Well, I don't have a problem with the Border Patrol working with state police. That's constitutional because it's the border. It's a state and federal issue. But this is an example of federalization I don't like. They have cities. They go, here, we'll give you $5 million. But you've got to sign on to be under federal command with this multi-jurisdictional task force. Or an example of in the late 80s, they started this, and I have this on film, in Road to Tyranny. They had regular Marines working with police in police uniforms, getting rid of posse comitatus. So, there was the Times-Picayune, the big paper out of New Orleans last year. Actually, a year and a half ago now. That was in 2003, how time flies. When they federalized all the city functions in New Orleans, and that was in the paper. Yes, we're now under federal control, totally. Detroit's gone under partial federal control. Paul Watson, comments?
Well, yeah, and that is decentralized power, but it's also because, as you say many times, people can affect change and influence and be elected into local government. So that's why they need to abolish local government, because it's our connection to a government that is supposed to represent us, and that's one of the aims of federalization, is to completely remove that connection.
Yeah, here's an example of that, just of compartmentalization. People say, well, if they stole the elections with the voting machines, why then did they need to have Kerry rigging it? Well, that way Kerry wouldn't challenge it. See, you've got to have every level, local and federal. With any example, you know, it's the same. They've got to have every level rigged, or we can use any level of it as an escape valve. Anything else, caller?
There was a big big movement which said that they were going to dispute the election, and Kerry was going to come out at the forefront of this, and that this was going to happen today, January 6th. Well, I don't see anything happening as of yet. And in fact, there were articles saying that Kerry was hindering any recount efforts or attempts to refocus that spotlight on electronic voting machine fraud. So he's totally in on it.
And I want people to not act like children, because I know you're smart out there. We're not saying we're for Kerry. You know, it's like if you have a boxing match where both people know it's rigged from the beginning, they're both bad, they're both part of the criminal enterprise. So it isn't that we like Kerry or well, Bush is better, so what? It's rigged, ladies and gentlemen, and it isn't because we're Democrats that we're saying Kerry won the election. That's just the truth. And I'm sorry if you don't like it, but it doesn't matter because it was rigged to begin with. All right, Kevin, thanks for the call. Good point. David in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, how are you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, Alex, I got two important things here I'd like to mention.
Okay.
To start with one of them, if I'm talking too loud, let me know. I went to the Milford, Delaware Public Library today, and I asked them for their bylaws on videotapes and so forth. And the lady, she said, well, that's we don't do that. Said, our board members are up to, you know, they have to do that. I said, lady, I said, things got to change. I said, I've got to have a copy of the bylaws. I got to have a copy of all the board members and their phone numbers. And finally, next thing you know, she was scrambling through the rooms to get the information for me. Well, I got the information. I told her that there was 11 videotapes that I would like to put into the Milford, Delaware Library. And right now, I'm just talking to you, but I'm going to send you some information in reference to the library, the name, and so forth.
Well, I know that most libraries will take donations of videos.
Yes.
I know that there are hundreds of libraries I know of,
yes,
that have had my films donated, my book, Paul's book.
Yes.
And most of them go, oh, thank you very much, and put it on the shelves. Are you saying they're giving you trouble?
Well, she wasn't going to give me the information on the bylaws to start with. She wasn't going to give me the name of the members of the board. And then I told her, I said, lady, I said, they're showing the videos of Alex Jones and other states at the libraries. And I said, you know, there could be a lawsuit if you don't allow us to put these videos in. I'm talking about me now. I'm not saying you.
Yeah.
And I said, we need to put these videos in there because people need to know what's going on. And next thing I know, all the audience in there that was on computers and so forth, they turned around and looked at me. And one fellow I knew, he put his finger thumbs up at me and said, hey, buddy, we know what you're doing. Keep it up.
Ha-ha!
Okay, so anyway, I got the information. I got the board members' names. I know the president personally. He's a big contractor. So anyway, I want to send you that information, and I got to see between you and I, what we can do, how I can get them in there, even if I only put a few of them in at a time. But
most places, they're not like this. Librarians are usually pretty cool. But I've heard of this before where they refuse it. Oh, no, that's anti-government. Well, that's what's supposed to be in libraries.
Well,
everything.
You know what she told me, she said, well, it says at the top here, it says selective policy. Now, I told her, I said, lady, let me say something to you. I said, if, say, for instance, you had five videos, and which my wife has gone in there, and she's gotten them before, and they had porno or foul language, whatever, in them. Not porno, but foul language. And she would take them back, because we don't want to hear that filth. And I said, now, if you look at all five, and all of a sudden you come across one that didn't have one cuss word in it, how can you say that these four other ones is better than this one that don't have cuss word? I said, you can't do that. I said, his is just as important as the rest of them.
Their Let me ask you a question. Has she seen the films?
No, no. That's
well,
what,
and
that's
listen,
what
I'm
she
not
wants to, That's what she wants to do. She said she's going to have to check them out. I said, that's what I got to find out from you. How?
Well, let me just tell you this. I think you're doing a good job, but I wouldn't. Do you know the term "don't borrow trouble"?
Right.
I mean, she may just, you know, be persnickety, and she'll probably put them on the shelves.
Well, I want her to.
But hey, I think you've done the right thing. If she says no, then you can raise a stink about it.
Right, right. Well, see, what I want to do right now, I don't know what it's going to cost me. I'll have to figure out what it's going to cost and so on and so forth. But I want to get them in there even if it's only one. I want to get something in there. And I'm willing to pay, you know, buy one or two, whatever it takes to get the thing in there.
Okay, well, we've got discounts right now where some of the films are as low as $5.95. So call the toll-free number or go online.
Well, if I buy one, then I get another one like five something, right?
Yes, you can.
Okay, would that be for CDs or what?
We have them on DVD and VHS.
And VHS, okay. All right, now what does most libraries use? Both?
You know, they're phasing out VHS for sale in a lot of stores, but it's still more VHS than DVD players.
VHS.
It's really about 50-50 right now, but I'd get DVD probably.
Okay, DVD. Okay, DVD. Okay, now, my other thing is I went to the school system, and I went into one of the schools, and one of the ladies talked to me, and she said, oh, we're not doing this Freedom Initiative mess in here. We can't do this without a doctor. I said, well, lady, I said, at least check out Infowars.com, prison plan. I gave her all that information. So then I went to the school superintendent, and I went right into his office. He invited me in, and we sat down, and he knows you because a good friend of his listens to you. And he was telling me a lot of things going on also about the New York Twin Towers and up in Pennsylvania and different things that happened when the plane crashed. Whatever.
Well, this is exciting. You see, they passed it.
Yes.
Now they're going to have to implement it. And if parents and people just say no, and if schools just say no, let me bring Paul Watson in here. Give him a little bit of time.
Okay.
Paul, you want to comment on this?
Yeah, with reference to the previous thing about the libraries, I mean, go in there and point to the dozens of Michael Moore books that almost every bookstore library seems to carry in his videos, and then show them the New York Post article, which says that basically Moore ripped off Alex with his 9/11 documentary. So, I mean, just show that kind of double standard and say, look, Moore's got all his products in here, why not Alex, when we've got a major newspaper here covering it?
Okay, one thing about it, if I put in a video or whatever, now, I was reading an article in here on their bylaws in reference to...
Sir, I love you to death, but I got a loaded phone here, just... Finish up with what happened at the school.
Okay, anyway, I talked to the superintendent for probably 20 minutes or so, and he doesn't know anything about the Freedom Initiative, but he's going to check it out because I gave him all the information. And so he knows about you, and he told me to keep up the good work and so forth.
Good. God bless you, Kevin. You keep it up. Take care. You know, that's what more people should do. Just going and talking to people... that gets the ball rolling, so they're then conscious. So many people in government, Paul, just aren't conscious.
Well, no, and that's how they pull it off. It's
and I apologize, that wasn't... Was that Kevin or David? That was David. I apologize, David. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, yes, the main mechanism of it, the automation of government, is a mass of unconscious people who just do what they're told to do, and they don't think about the consequences until they come face-to-face with them, and that's what people can do.
Absolutely. And look, folks, we're not the radicals. We don't want cameras in the highway rest stop bathrooms. We don't want them in the public school bathrooms. We don't want video cameras mounted by law in all cars with a wireless connection back to the police department. I mean, this is what's now being proposed. And it sounds crazy. It is crazy, but it's happening. Paul, give people a definition of the New World Order.
Well, the New World Order is a mechanism of control which incorporates every aspect of your life from day-to-day living, from the cashless society to your own government and the fact that it's being federalized and broadened into this federal government and then eventually the world government. So it's about taking every aspect of control that you now have and enjoy and handing it over to a system which seeks to enslave and dominate the entire world.
And folks, somebody ruling your life and having control over your substance and your destiny, that's called slavery. There's many different forms of it. But this is a type of mental bondage more than it's physical. and in many cases worse than the more classical forms of slavery, Paul.
Yes, it's more Brave New World than 1984. It has characteristics of both, but obviously they've found, learning from history, that the boot stomping on the human face is not a successful method, at least in introducing this kind of system, because people rise up against it. If you do it in a subtle manner and you introduce it slowly through things like convenience for ID cards, as an example, then people are more likely to accept it because it's on an incremental basis where it's subtly introduced. So that's the method they prefer because it's proven to be more successful.
And we've got to get conscious of it. Because take this superintendent up in Delaware. We were just talking to David, right? And, you know, take a superintendent. When he then hears about the New Freedom Initiative, if he wouldn't have been warned beforehand, he might have bought it, gone along with it. But now, because he's been pre-warned, he's going to have a better chance, if he's got any humanity, he's going to have a better chance of standing up against it. PrisonPlanet.tv, stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got loaded phones here, and 5 minutes left, and I'm going to try to go to Ron and Roger, and that's going to be it. And I want to thank Paul Watson for coming on. We got to get him on more often. Really has a great eye for boiling things down to the basic system that we're talking about here. Paul, before we end this show, before we take a few calls, just briefly tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's 15 cents a day if you subscribe for a year, 19 cents if you subscribe for a month. Alex Jones's weekly television reports, other documentary films by other authors, my book, Alex's book, several other e-books, the best audio interviews from the Alex Jones Show, several new features which we're going to introduce in this coming year. And for what it is, for what you get, it's the best kind of system of this variety out there, in my view. And it supports the bandwidth costs, which, you know, grow on a monthly basis for us. And it supports us expanding in other areas. So it's a fundamental support mechanism for what we do and for fighting the New World Order.
It certainly is. And I'm going to put my 911 emergency release, that I only sold for a few months, was a special documentary I made before Road to Tyranny came out. And then I stopped selling it. Well, you know what? We're going to put it on the web just for members, and the Dean Haglund interview I did, the X-Files Lone Gunman star, talking about how the people that made the Lone Gunman believe the government was behind 9/11. Of course, they made the piece where the government flies the hijacked jet into the World Trade Center months and months before that happened. So it's that interview is going up, the video interview. The audio report's already up there, but the video interview's going up very soon. So PrisonPlanet.tv for folks that are online. If you want hard copies of any of the 11 films I've made or any of the other books and videos I carry, we still got some amazing specials going, and not for long. It's going to be gone soon. So call toll-free and ask about the different specials. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or order hard copies of any of the films at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com from the secure online shopping cart, and your support is needed. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Alex, I want to apologize for that tape. It was a defective tape last week.
Oh, and you called in with an audio clip.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We got about 60 seconds.
Well, would you comment about the Social Security agenda? What is the motive and the agenda behind that, and is it connected to... Do we know what?
Well, they've been looting the Social Security Trust Fund all along. There's never been money in it. They just take it as fast as it comes in. And now the dollar's plunging in value, and they've changed the laws where they can even take your private pension funds. That happened 2 years ago. And so they're lining everything up to totally loot us. And all of these things are big, fat scams, and it's they're going to take one bad system and create another bad system, Paul.
Yeah, they want people in debt. If you're not in debt, then you're not under their control. Everybody cares about the pocketbook, and that's what it's about. The fundamental basis of control is economically, and that's how they play the game.
Does that answer your question, my friend?
Yeah, Alex, and the 12 generals and admirals that are against the Gonzales nomination, it just bespeaks on the administration and President Bush.
Now, we had the head admiral, the former judge advocate general of the Navy and the Marine Corps, on, who's a conservative, just going, are we living in the Twilight Zone? Thanks for the call. Roger in Pennsylvania, you're our tail gunner.
Yeah, I just got time for the two toll-free numbers to the Capitol Hill switchboard for request. And the first one is 877-762-8762. The last one, 800-839-5276.
And obviously, we're saying we don't want Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez.
God bless.
Take care. Paul Watson, take us out of the show.
Well, I hope everyone will keep fighting the New World Order, and we can win it. That's what we're led to believe, that we can't, but we really can. We're having a massive effect.
We are having a massive effect, my friend. I'll see you back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow on the front lines of the InfoWar. Berkey.